efforts to unite private and public sector interests in tackling Jamaica's social and economic challenges in a streamlined fashion led to the formation of the Partnership for Jamaica program several years ago. The Partnership for Jamaica involves representatives from government, business, non-governmental organizations, and other civil society groups. Member of the Partnership for Jamaica Council, Alwyn Wint, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to outline some of its initiatives over the years. We bring you excerpts from their discussion.
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that the partnership in its current form has really focused on a few priority areas. One is the extent to which we can control our finances as a country. Another is the extent to which we can lower our energy costs as a country. A third is the extent to which we can reduce crime and violence. And a fourth is the extent to which we can improve the way which we do business as a country. Okay. Now, in each of those areas, there is an institutional support structure to help to monitor. And so just to go through them, in the area of the fiscal program, that institutional structure is the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC.
So that's related to the partnership?
It is absolutely. It's a seamless relationship. Oh. In fact, when the partnership document was signed, EPOC was established just a couple months before the partnership document was signed. Uh-huh. The partnership document explicitly assigned to EPOC the responsibility to monitor our fiscal program. So creating a separation between the partnership and EPOC isn't correct. It's not the Partnership Council, but again, the Partnership Council is not the partnership. The Partnership Council is in many ways sort of a board of the partnership, mm-hmm. with the partnership board being chaired by the yeah. Prime Minister. So when you take energy, there is an institutional structure that has been created directly out of the partnership dialogue, the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, or ESET.
ESET.
In the area of doing business, there is a institutional structure that was established by the Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, the National Competitiveness Council, that has the responsibility for trying to ease Jamaica's business environment, make it much more facilitative of business. That organization has membership from the government, and it's joined up, so it's different government organizations, but also the partnership is represented in terms of the private sector. The minister has made it very clear that trade unions need to be a part of that body, and civil society, certainly academic communities, on that council. Mm-hmm. And then the Minister of National Security has created a partnership structure in the form of the Unite for Change program, where he's really seeking to change the conversation about crime management in Jamaica, away from just a police operation, mm-hmm. to an operation where you are really partnering across the society and you're looking at the problem of crime as a multifaceted problem that has to be dealt with, not just by trying to create more police that look like soldiers, but by trying to hit at the very foundation of the crime problem in terms of the educational process, in terms of our culture, in terms of our community structure, in terms of our family structure. So it's a much more multifaceted more coherent approach to dealing with the problem of crime.
Approach.
It's not just a policing approach.
And that's related to the partnership model.
That is related to the partnership model, because within the partnership, there was a lot of encouragement and dialogue about the importance of changing our focus on crime management in Jamaica. And the minister's idea came out of that dialogue and experiences he had had in other parts of the world, where he had discovered that there was a much broader process to dealing with crime management than just relying exclusively on the force.
And so you would say that things are happening with the partnership program. It's not that things are not happening. And some of the things that are happening that we might not immediately connect with the partnership program are in fact connected.
Absolutely.
Member of the Partnership for Jamaica Council, Alwyn Wint, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.